from Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California. I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll chat with artists, singers, actors, writers, directors, and musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on The Field Trip today is Philip Swanson. He's a terrific young actor who's appeared in many musical theater shows as a child and was voted the best child actor in Sonoma County in 2001 for his role in Big, the musical. He took a hiatus from the stage for a few years, but happily for Marin audiences, he's back. I had the pleasure of seeing him on stage last weekend in Novato Theater Company's production of Little Shop of Horrors, which continues its run through May 1st. It's Philip's second show with them. It's a funny, crazy musical about a plant from outer space which needs human blood to grow. The show opened originally off-Broadway in 1982, and when it closed in 87, it was the third longest-running musical and the highest-grossing production in off-Broadway history. Philip, who bears more than a passing resemblance to a young John Travolta, plays a number of different characters in this show, including Mr. Bernstein, Mrs. Luce, Skip Snip, but most notably, Orin Scrivello DDS, a sadistic dentist, the abusive boyfriend of the female lead character Audrey, and he comes to a sticky end. Please welcome to The Field Trip, Philip Swanson.
Thank you. It's great to be on.
So let me ask you first, are you from a theatrical family?
The only real actor in my family was actually my older brother, Charlie. He's actually the reason I got into acting. I kind of followed the older brother into it because it seemed like so much fun. So I think he was kind of like my inspiration and my family for starting acting in the first place as a child.
What's your background, Philip? Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Santa Rosa. I've moved around a few times, but I've always stayed in Santa Rosa.
Were you the kid who was always in the school plays?
Not when I was younger. I didn't really find my artistic side, and I was a little more reserved. So I wouldn't do plays at school in front of my peers. I could do it in front of people I didn't know. I was a little more afraid until about seventh grade when I did my first play, The Wizard of Oz. I was the Scarecrow.
That's a good role.
It was a great role, and it was a lot of fun. And one of those characters that you could just have a lot of fun with, kind of like the Dr. Orin Scavello role.
Yeah, you sure have fun with him. Let me give you a quote from your director over at the Novato Players, Bianca Florido.
Okay.
She told me that during your audition for the role, you did that crazy dentist scene, and that's a very dark kind of character. You did it so funnily that the people there were cracking up. And she said that you're a very physically loose and creative actor. That's pretty good praise from a director.
Yeah, that was really... When I went to audition for that show, for Little Shop, it had only been my second show in my adult theater realm. In my first real audition, the other one I was just kind of called in at the last minute to help fill a part. So being my first big adult audition, I was very nervous, and I just was going to take any role that they could give me. And Blanca, she asked me to just give Orin a try, and I guess she saw a little craziness in me, and I just kind of took the opportunity and really ran with it.
You sure did. Is auditioning easy for you, or do you get nervous?
No, I got really nervous. In fact, I sang If I Only Had a Brain as my audition song, and I forgot one of the entire lines of the song. Some song I've heard 100 times and sang 100 times, and there I am, just there at the end. I'm sorry, I thought I knew that song.
It's happened to all of us.
Yeah, but they said, oh, that's fine, you did great. But the auditions were definitely quite nerve-wracking.
Tell me, what's the lure of the theater for you? Why do you like doing theater?
I like it because one of the main things is the people that you will meet in it. I mean, I don't think I meet more fun people, more interesting people, more outgoing and just positive and general people than theater, than actors and directors and everybody associated with theater. They have this spirit about them, which you have to have if you're going to be in theater. And it's always such a great environment to be around. And then being on stage and having that light on you and having these people having their eyes on you, watching you, it just can give you a big thrill. It's something that you can't really find anywhere else.
If you're just joining us today, my guest is actor Philip Swanson. He's appearing in Little Shop of Horrors at the Novato Theatre Company. You're a Bay Area resident. What is it that makes the Bay Area a place that you like to live?
Well, the Bay Area, especially where I'm at in Santa Rosa and Sonoma County, it seems like it's just a drive away from whatever you like. If you want to go to the big, beautiful city, you can drive down to San Francisco. You have the coast out there an hour away. You have the luscious forest of Mendocino. And if you want to drive a few extra hours, you can even go skiing. And so Northern California is just such a great place that has basically a little bit of everything you can. We even have the wine country as well. I mean, I have a lot of people say, when are you going to move out east, or when are you going to move? And I say, where would I move to?
I know it's hard to make a living doing theater. Do you have a day job?
I do. I actually work in security with Sonoma County and company Medtronic Cardiovascular, ABE. It's a medical manufacturing facility.
Oh, so that sounds pretty dry. So theater is your creative outlet.
It's definitely a relief, yes.
So tell me a little bit about this Orin Scrivello DDS character, the dentist that you play, for people who don't know the show.
Well, he's a rebel, but he's a professional. He has a little bit of a temper, but he really enjoys his craft, I must say. He's pretty dominating, and he has a little bit of a short fuse, but he can really move his hips, I must say. And he loves his laughing gas. He loves his nitrous oxide, which is great for me because I love laughing up a storm.
Yeah.
And I remember during the audition, in the scene I had to read, it didn't even call for him to laugh, but I felt like I had to. I had to let him know what kind of crazy laugh I had, so I just kind of let it out there at the end.
Yeah, you do let out a crazy laugh there when you're doing that character.
Yeah.
And then there's a scene where you get stuck with a gas mask on your head.
Yes, and at the end of the song, I tell Seymour that I'm running out of breath, and I don't really have to ask much at that point because I've been laughing so much and moving around so much that I really am almost out of breath at that point. And when I pass out and when I'm gone, that's pretty genuine at that point. I'm pretty much done. At that point of the song, I've laughed myself almost to death.
So then you come back on as Mrs. Luce?
That's after
yeah.
The second act is when I really have all my other characters. And that was the way it was written in the show. The gentleman who did Orin Scrivello would do all these other characters as well. And so I just came in, I was imagining whoever was doing that the first time, who was ever doing Little Shop the first time, getting to take all these characters that had never been done before and get to put a identity to each one and have all these different identities. And that's what I try to do with a lot of help from Blanca, and the assistant director too, Emily Surface. They really helped give me a good direction on how to make those characters unique, because there's four of them in the second act, and
right.
And each one has to be that little bit different.
Well, you have a great cast over there. Alison Peltz plays a great Audrey, your girlfriend.
Oh yeah, she's great, and she always had to tell me to stop smiling backstage right before we were going to come on, because I was supposed to look angry at her, you know, and there I'd be just smiling, and she'd say, stop smiling, we're about to go on. And then I'd be all serious, and the second we get backstage again, I'd have this big smile on my face. It was hard to be angry. It was hard to be mean.
In that show, it sure is. I was going to ask you if there were any funny moments backstage or during rehearsal or even during the show, anything that really struck you as funny.
Oh, well, it was great to see the voice of the plant, Zach. He wanted to experience being the plant, because we have Zach doing the plant voice, and then we have Wendell Wilson doing the plant body, actually doing the movement.
Yeah, let me explain to people who don't know the show that this plant grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and there's actually a person inside the plant. Wendell Wilson is inside the plant, and Zach Schumann plays the voice of the plant.
So Wendell actually let Zach get inside the plant and operate it and move it around, and he really got to see how heavy that thing is. And it was just funny because you'd see Wendell standing beside the plant, and the plant's moving and talking up the storm. You're going, wait a minute, how is that happening? Wendell's outside. And everybody would be walking by, and Zach would stay still until somebody walked by, and then he'd start talking. The person would get the double take, like, wait a minute, how is that happening? And our lovely urchins, Danny, Monica, and Shelley, they would just start a tune, just a a duet, just harmonize it out beautifully, and it was always fun to hear it.
Those are the three wonderful young ladies who sing the doo-wop songs in the show.
Yes.
Yeah, they're terrific, too.
Yes. Danny's actually the one that actually got me to audition for the show in the first place.
Well, good for her.
Bringing me to it.
Yeah, they look terrific on stage together, and they sing beautiful, lovely harmonies. In fact, the show's a real winner, isn't it? You've been selling out.
We have been. I heard that we had a record for the number of ticket reservations in one day on our Novato Theater Company website.
Oh, congratulations.
So that was really exciting. We still have a few tickets left, I know, for our Thursday show on our last weekend.
Well, maybe you won't have after people hear this broadcast.
it's a wonderful little show and just so funny. I mean, Anthony Seymour is just is great.
He is?
And a great voice. And Michael as Mr. Mushnick, just he's so funny. And I love the way he gets eaten by the plant and screams. And just it's so funny. And the audience is clapping now sometimes when our poor people are getting eaten by the plant. They apparently seem to really like it.
That's great. Good audiences.
Yeah, this is definitely, and it might be some of the nature of the show, but it's definitely one of the liveliest audiences that I've ever been involved in. Every audience just seems like they're enthusiastic, they're enjoying it, they're laughing a lot, they're clapping a lot. You get a lot of oohs and ahs when the plant's unveiled, and it's really great, and it really helps the energy when you're on stage to have the audience out there like that, and they've just been awesome every show.
If you're just joining me today, my guest is Philip Swanson. He's a great young actor, and he's appearing in Little Shop of Horrors at the Novato Theatre Company through May 1st. Philip, let me ask you this. Is there any role that you'd like to play in the future or any shows that you'd like to be in? Anything on your mind?
Well, you know, I'm kind of new almost to the musical theater, which is funny because I've done a lot of musicals, but I haven't seen a lot of other shows that I haven't been involved in. I never really went to a lot of different shows. Like, I recently have seen Rent for the first time, Gypsy, Cabaret, and so I feel like I'm still really discovering all these shows. So I feel like I don't know my best suited. I know it has to be something with a great character, just who's really funny, and who's just really lively. And so I see those characters, and they seem like they're just larger than life. And I feel like those would be the type of characters for me.
Yeah, I think so too. You're really a good comic actor. Not that I've seen you doing a straight role, but I'm sure you'd be good at that too. But as a comedian, I thought you were really terrific. What's up next in theater for you? You got any other shows planned?
The next show that the Novato Theater Company is doing, the Picasso at the Le Père Nagil, that starts on May 26th.
That's the Steve Martin show, huh?
Yes, runs through June 19th. I'll be playing a role in that. That's actually one of the first non-musicals I'll be in. And it's a great show. We have a great cast, and we're just kind of getting started in our rehearsals.
That's great. I look forward to seeing it, and look forward to seeing you in it.
We also have the Novato Theater Company is doing a gala on May 14th, because the Novato Theater Company, we're losing our lease of our building in June of 2012. So we're having this gala on May 14th at Ricky's in Novato, and it's kind of like a little fundraiser to help raise money for our relocation.
Fabulous. Well, it's been fun chatting with you, Philip. Continued success, and thanks for coming on the show today. That's Philip Swanson, everyone, and you can see him in Little Shop of Horrors through May 1st at the Novato Theatre Company. You can get tickets at their website. That's novatotheatrecompany.org. And Philip, thanks again for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been great.
Really appreciate it. Thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music that you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, please tell your enemies. So until next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week. We'll
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.